Okay, let's move on and meet my next guest because he is a farmer and a teacher, but he has put another string to his bow now and added the term TV presenter to his CV because he is one of the new presenters of a new TG Cahir series on travel, which is called Takes Tastel. His name is Shane O'Sullivan and he's one of our own from Mid-Kerry and he's on the line now. Shane, welcome to the programme.
Deirdre, how's it going? You've given me a lot of titles there, but I don't know, can I take them all?
Tell us where you're from, first of all, Shane.
I'm from Mid-Kerry. I live on a farm at home, but I couldn't say I'm the farmer now. I'm on the road as often as I'm at home. I do get roped in to help, all right, but my parents and my sister really are the farmers.
And you teach as well?
Yeah, I'm a trained teacher, and I spent a year teaching in the Gaeltachta in Tralee, but this year now I'm kind of gone on the road doing different media stuff. It's taken a bit of a turn.
So this all goes back to your online presence on TikTok. Is that where the story begins?
That's where it all started. Yeah, I suppose the lockdown happened and, you know, like anyone, I got lazy and I decided I'd buy a sheepdog pup to do the bit of work for me, you know, bring in the sheep in the winter. And my sister suggested to me, actually, because I was making silly old videos, she said, if you threw them up on TikTok, now they do very well. So I did, and geez, overnight, 50,000 people looked at the video, and within a week, a million had seen it, and it kind of took off from there. You know, I was making more videos about the lifestyle in Kerry and about myself and Irish language and culture, and that's where it took off from.
Oh, fantastic. And one of your videos got over a million. That's incredible. Was that was one of the sheepdog, was it?
That's it. Sure. It wouldn't be for me anyway. It'd be the dog as a star, like, so I can't take any credit.
And what was the dog doing in that video?
She was tiny. She was only 13 weeks and she was pushing cows into the pin for milking for me. She'd showed interest from such a young age and it just went all over the world.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you obviously love the land and being out in the fresh air.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of nature, you know, even especially now in cities like these days, and it didn't sound natural for me, you know. I need that break to get out in the mountains or out in fields and things, you know.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, you're a Gael Gore too, as you mentioned, you were teaching in the Gaeltachta. So Shane, how did you get the big break to move into TV presenting?
Yeah, it isn't something I really imagined for myself at all. They came to me first through the videos, I suppose, and asked would I do an audition for this show, Takes Tastel. And sure, living on a farm at home, you wouldn't get much opportunities to be travelling to different countries, you know, so I heard about it. He didn't say, sure, of course, I'll do an audition. And I was lucky enough to be selected. So that's how that worked out.
And were you surprised?
I was surprised because I actually thought it'd be a disadvantage not having the experience and travelling and all that. But it actually kind of added to the show, I feel. But we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, good for you. So it hasn't been aired yet, no?
No, so next week our first episode is coming out, the 13th of April at 9:30. So people can watch it there on TG Cahir.
And there's two more presenters with you, Louise and Pranchias. And it's kind of a travel show with a difference, isn't it? Because you go somewhere different every week and you kind of don't know where you're going or what you're doing. Is that right?
Exactly, yeah. It's not that we're going around different cities saying, oh, you can do this for whatever price it may be. It's actually the three of us in competition with each other, getting challenges through text that we have to carry out when we're in the country. And like you say, we don't know where we're going until the day before, so you don't get much time to brush up on the language or pack or any of that. It's very rushed, but it's quite the experience.
I can imagine. And you weren't much, I mean, the other two, it says in the press release, the other two were seasoned travellers, but you were more of a home bird. Up to this point, you hadn't gone too far abroad.
That's it. But, you know, they took good care of me, in fairness. I remember the first trip, I hadn't even a clue about scanning in the passport or checking the bag. I couldn't barely find the departure gates, not mind any of that. But no, they were very good to me, I must say, and we had loads of crack on the way.
Fantastic. And can you tell us much about where you ended up on these travels, Shane?
I have checked. What I'm allowed to say to you, Deirdre, because I thought, no, you'd have good questions for me, but I'm allowed to say anyway. We went to Croatia, we went to France, to Britain, what else? We had Spain. There's one in Ireland. You'll have to keep an eye out for that one. That was a surprisingly really, really interesting one. And the Netherlands as well. So we had quite the mix of countries.
My God, so you were all over the place. And when was this filmed?
This was filmed last summer. And like you say, I had barely left Kerry much up to that point. And sure enough, then I was jetting all over Europe. It was a big change for me. But I think I took it like a duck to water, really.
Okay, and what did you find the biggest challenge about the whole thing?
I suppose the lack of experience at first, but as well as that, we had such long days, you know, you're trying to squeeze so much into a short time and there's so much happening with the challenges and all that, it'd be really tiring to be surprised. She'd be coming home then and thereafter, working the whole day, they'll say to you, "Sure, you were only on holidays, how are you tired?" But that was one challenge, but geez, I wouldn't change a thing, you know, it was a fantastic experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And has it given you a bit of a bug now to maybe do more TV or more media in general?
Yeah, I'm actually working another series at the moment for Cooler Car, where I'm going around talking to young people about the pets they have. It's called Mufasa, and that'll be coming out later on in the year, so I'll be looking forward to that one too. But you know, I got bit by a travel bug as well when we finished the series, and I hadn't thought much about travel before this, but I said, just wouldn't it be nice to now fly off somewhere else again? And it was a bit different experience altogether, because I was waiting for my challenge to come true in a text, and it didn't happen, and I didn't have crews organising flights or any of that. But it's something that's changed in me, I suppose, but it's interesting and I really like it.
Yeah, so you've really got the travel bug now.
That's it.
Yeah, oh, fantastic. What was the highlight for you, Shane? Where was the nicest place you visited, would you say, or is that too hard a question?
That isn't too tough at all, no. I won't tell you why, but I'll tell you my favourite location will be shown in episode 1, Croatia. I'll tell you this much now, with the challenge I had, I got to use some skills I had from home, and I got to see the country from a perspective that very few tourists will get.
Okay, so that's enough to whet our appetite. I've never been to Croatia. Yeah, I've never been to Croatia now, but anyone I know who's been there says it's absolutely beautiful. So you'd concur with that.
Well, I'll tell you, next Thursday now when you watch the show, you'll be made to go to Croatia. You'll be booking a flight, Deirdre.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So listen, if people, obviously they'll want to see you on the show, Shane, but if they want to check you out on social media in the meantime, I couldn't find you on Instagram now, but you're on TikTok, is that right?
Yeah, see, the Instagram's tricky. I'm Kerry Cowboy on TikTok, but that was taken by someone on Instagram, so I have a full stop in the middle. It's Kerry.Cowboy. So a lot of people laugh. It's a little thing, but you know, it makes a difference.
So on Instagram, you're Kerry.Cowboy.
That's it now.
And you're
you'll
at...
You'll have to find me later on now. I'll
yeah,
call you back.
I'll have to look up for you. And you're at the Kerry Cowboy on TikTok.
At Kerry Cowboy on TikTok. That's
fantastic.
It.
And the dog, the sheepdog's features as well, still, I presume.
Oh, sure. Brandy's the star.
It's all about Brandy. You know something? You sound a lot like Dahi O'Shea. Has anyone ever told you that?
Oh, geez, I've heard that, yeah, but I couldn't be making that comparison now. I'd have to make a couple more TV shows before I'd be on that level. But I met Dahi a couple of times now through TG Carr, and he's a sound man, I must say.
He is.
Great. It's always great to talk to him.
He is a sound man, absolutely. Well, look, you wouldn't go too far wrong if you followed in his career footsteps. Sounds like you're on the right road anyway, Shane. So listen, just before we let you go, remind us again, it's called Textastle, and it starts on TG Carr tonight week, is that right?
Tonight week, the 13th at 9:30.
At 9:30. See Shane in action in Croatia. I'm looking forward to that now. I'll have to set my skybox for that one. Shane, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show and the best of luck with your future career wherever it brings you.
Thank you so much, Deirdre. Lovely talking to you.
All the best. That is Shane O'Sullivan there from Mid Kerry telling us all about his latest activities. He's already a star on TikTok and Instagram, but now he is a TV travel show presenter as well. What a lovely guy. Lovely chatting to him. Now, we've got a break to take, folks. There's lots of comments coming in. By the way, a couple of people have texted in wanting to know what is going on in Listowel. Why are there so many traffic jams? I believe that it's because there's a horse fair on there today. One person says, I'm stuck in a traffic jam in Listowel, out past the factory, and there are no guards anywhere. Well, I'm sure the Gardaí are aware of it, and if they're not, maybe they'll go and try and sort it out. But the guards can only do so much. And if there's a big volume of traffic on fair day, I think there's nothing to do but turn up the radio and enjoy the music and enjoy the chat for the afternoon, and you'll get there eventually. It's going to be busy on the roads over the next couple of days with Easter, of course, so do take care out there wherever you're going and whatever you're getting up to. Now, what time have we? It's just gone 3:15. Lots of your comments to read, and I'll tell you who the winner is in the competition. And if we've time, we might squeeze in a bit of music as well.